On the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The fate of abortion-inducing drug mifepristone is now in the hands of a federal judge in Texas, where anti-abortion groups have filed suit to get that drug pulled off shelves. KFDA Stacy Sakai is in Amarillo.
Attorneys on the other side for President Biden's administration said they were unable to find any case where a court second-guessed FDA's safety and efficacy determination, much less an example that includes a two-decade delay. Lawyers also said the effectiveness and safety of the drug has proven itself time and again over a span of two decades, citing its success rate at over 97% and hospitalizations at less than 1%.
Republican lawmakers in South Carolina are also considering a bill that would make women who've had an abortion eligible for the death penalty. The FAA held a safety summit today over a series of close calls at airports across the country. Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
The NTSB has made 7 safety recommendations around preventing runway collisions dating back 23 years. So far, none have been fully implemented. That includes an early warning system for air traffic controllers. It's been installed at only about 40 U.S. airports.
California is still struggling to recover from record rain. Millions of residents are now assessing damage and bracing for even more storms. CBS's Carter Evans joined the governor today along the Central Coast.
Storm-battered California has endured yet another pounding. Today, Governor Gavin Newsom toured hard-hit Monterey County.
And one of my responsibilities is to be here for people that are underserved and underrepresented, and we'll be back many times to get the work done.
Strong storms are expected again as soon as Sunday. The U.S. Geological Survey confirms a major 7.1 magnitude earthquake has hit near New Zealand. No word of any damage or injuries yet, but a tsunami warning has been issued for the region. Minnesota is closer to offering free meals for all students, despite some complaints from lawmakers.
Republican State Senator Steve Drazkowski told lawmakers that he's never met anyone in the state who says they don't have enough access to food.
I have yet to meet a person in Minnesota that is hungry.
But Democratic Farmer Labor Senator Heather Gustafson, who wrote the bill, says
feeding kids at school is the right thing to do.
Hunger advocates lashed out at the Republican on social media, noting that visits to food pantries hit a record high in that state last year. The measure passed, and the governor is expected to sign it. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Insulin maker Novo Nordisk plans to slash insulin prices by 75% next year. About 8 million Americans rely on this life-saving drug. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Count on the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your vehicle and budget. Get maximum cooling system performance for 10 years or 300,000 miles with peak long life universal premixed antifreeze and coolant. Now just $6.99 after mail-in rebate. Limits apply. See store for details. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This Entertainment Tonight update is sponsored by Indeed. Reggaeton artist Karol G says her music is meant to make people feel good.
And my idea is to like inspire or create a good moment for the people that listen to my music.
Need to spring back into hiring season? You need Indeed, the smart hiring platform that delivers 4 times more hires than all other sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Post a job and hire ASAP. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win 2 value baskets and 2 concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to make your phones ring.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, March 16th. In Wood County, the Golden Sands Resource Conservation and Development Council Incorporated Finance Personnel Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the River Block Building in Wisconsin Rapids in room 206. Following that, the Water Resource Committee, as well as the Forestry, Agriculture, and Wildlife Committee will meet at 10:15. The regular Business Executive Committee meeting will follow at 11 a.m. The Wisconsin Rapids Historic Preservation Commission meeting will take place at 4 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall. It will also be streamed live on the City of Wisconsin Rapids Facebook page. The City of Stevens Point Deer Management Committee will meet at 7:30 a.m. by teleconference. They will hear updates on the 2022 final deer numbers, the 2023 DNR Urban Wildlife Abatement Grant, summer goose plans, and solicit bids for deer culling. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 36 overnight under overcast skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely, high temperatures reach up to 40. Cloudy skies expected again, tomorrow night, a mixture of precipitation likely, lows around 25. About an inch of snow, tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
I pick one. We can just play three headlines and a lie.
Fantastic. Who could have thunk that?
Who could have predicted this?
Who would have seen that coming, and why didn't anyone warn them? I saw it go.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. My name is Dan Schaefer. I am going to be your host for today. I am filling in for Kristen Bry, who is away. But if you don't know me, my name is Dan Schaefer. I have been, I've filled in for Kristen on a number of occasions on this show. I am the founder of the Recombobulation Area, a weekly opinion column and online publication covering news and politics in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. I write a whole lot about elections, politics, what's happening in state government, things like that. Also this week, I wanted to let you know that we launched something new in partnership with Civic Media over at the Recombobulation Area. We launched a new podcast series called Bird on a Wire. It features conversations on hope, civility, and action with former candidate for Wisconsin State Assembly, Lou Ann Bird. I profiled her for a piece at the Recombobulation Area last year during the run-up to the midterm elections. That piece has since won a Milwaukee Press Club Award. So do check that out. It's called Bird on a Wire. The podcast series is called Bird on a Wire. We've got two episodes up at the Recombobulation Area. So if you're not sick of listening to me after the 3 hours of the show here, you can pick up that podcast and take a look. But we have a terrific show planned for you here at As Goes Wisconsin for the next 3 hours. You know, there's obviously the big race for Wisconsin Supreme Court. that is going to be on the ballot on April 4th. We are now less than 3 weeks away from that election day. We are now less than 1 week away from the beginning of early voting. The beginning of early voting begins in-person absentee voting will begin next week, Tuesday. So if you don't want to risk it with whether you're, you know, out of town for spring break, or if you don't want to risk it with Wisconsin's crazy weather on election day, just go figure out where in your town you can vote in person absentee to make sure that vote is cast and recorded for the spring election. But not only will there be the big, important statewide race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the ballot, there will also be a number of other local races. And we're going to be talking about some of them today because I think they kind of fly under the radar. Not only is a spring election, you know, harder to get attention to, people are a little bit fatigued by the end of the election cycle and the midterms. You got to come right back and vote in the spring election cycle for this hugely important race. There's also a number of local elections that are happening, and we're going to be talking about a couple of those today. There's some really important mayoral races happening all over Wisconsin in this election cycle. So we're going to be joined by Kristen Lyerly of Green Bay, who's going to be talking to us about what's been happening in the Green Bay mayor's race. That's going to be a really interesting one to follow. She's going to be joining us here during the 11 o'clock hour. And then there is a mayor's race also happening in Madison. So we're going to be joined by Scott Gordon of Tone Madison. He is going to be talking to us a little bit about the Madison mayor's race, about what's been happening there. Another really interesting one to follow. And then not only are we going to be talking to guests in Wisconsin about the race, but we're actually going to be bringing in somebody from us, from south of the border, from Illinois, who's going to be talking about Patty Vasquez, who is a radio host at WCPT 820 in Chicago. I actually am a regular guest on that show, so we're going to be turning the tables a little bit today. She's going to be joining us during the 12 o'clock hour. She's going to be talking to us about the Chicago mayor's race. And now I know this is As Goes Wisconsin. This is a Wisconsin show. But I think what happens in Chicago is an important this is an important race for Wisconsin as well. Just about, you know, the Midwest as a region, about our neighbor, the largest city in the Midwest. It's part of our regional economy. It's part of, you know, the politics in the Great Lakes. And it's going to be a really important race to kind of see what direction that city, our neighbors, are headed. So that's going to be a really important one as well. We're also going to be talking to a journalist by the name of Justin Warland. He is the senior correspondent covering climate change at Time Magazine. He is going to be speaking at an event in Milwaukee presented by WIS Politics and WIS Business, talking about the Inflation Reduction Act and a number of issues with the federal funding through that that will change how we heat and cool our homes, how we commute, how we compete in a worldwide energy market. So that's going to be a really interesting conversation that we're going to be having during the 1 o'clock hour of the show. And of course, there is kind of one big story looming over everything in Wisconsin right now, not just the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court between Janet Protasiewicz and Daniel Kelly. Not only that is looming over everything. There's also, of course, the Aaron Rodgers news that is looming over everything in the state of Wisconsin right now. Seems like he's probably on track to get traded. He has something lined up. He's going to be going on the air with Pat McAfee at noon today, and we're going to be joined by Paul Noonan also at noon today. So we're going to be kind of, it ended up being some interesting timing there. So we're going to be reacting to that Aaron Rodgers news live as it unfolds. Who knows what he's going to say? He's been rather unpredictable as of late. So that could go in a variety of different directions. It does seem like everything is hurtling towards the fact that he is going to be traded to the New York Jets. And you know, it's funny because it's, you know, 15 years ago there were banks collapsing and Brett Favre was getting traded to the New York Jets. So it's, you know, it kind of feels like we're waking back up in 2008 all of a sudden, you know. It's getting a little flashbacks to, for me, my college years. So I can flashback to a time when I, you know, maybe the world was a little simpler, at least for me. Not for the rest of humanity, perhaps, at the time. A wild year then. It's a wild year now. It's been 15 years, but the cycle is repeating itself. It is very weird. So just as a reminder, you can give us a call at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. We are broadcasting here from the 540 AM WAUK studios in Waukesha. It's always wonderful to be back in Waukesha for me because I am a Waukesha County native. I grew up not far from here in Waukesha County. I grew up in Pewaukee schools and Brookfield churches and a lot of baseball fields all over Waukesha County. I spent a lot of time during high school when I was right here on Main Street in Waukesha. Just one of our regular hangout spots was right down the street. We'd go to a Friday night open mic at Sprizzo Cafe and hang out there. My sister and I and some friends. So always good to be back close to Main Street in Waukesha. Good nostalgic times for us here. And after the break, we're going to be joined by Kristen Lyerly. She is also a presence here on Civic Media. She does a weekly segment during Pat Kreitlow's Up North News called Hometown Health. She is an OBGYN doctor. She is also involved in politics in Green Bay. So the Green Bay mayor's race between incumbent mayor Eric Genrich and Brown County Administration Director Chad Weininger. I'm going to actually have to ask her if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And so that is going to, you know, from what I understand, that is going to be a very competitive race. You know, Brown County, Green Bay, always a kind of a swing area in the region. In Wisconsin in general. So it's going to be not only important for the state Supreme Court race, as Brown County is kind of a swing county in statewide elections. It is also going to be really important for people to get out and cast their votes in that mayoral election. And honestly, I haven't been spending enough time paying attention to these mayoral races. I've been doing a lot of coverage of the state Supreme Court race, coverage of stuff in Milwaukee for what I do at the Recombobulation area. So I haven't really had a time to do a lot of research on these mayoral elections. So I'm excited to learn from Kristen, learn from Scott Gordon in the 12 o'clock hour about what's going on in Madison, and to learn from Patty Vasquez in the 1 o'clock hour about what's going on in Chicago. So if there's a mayoral election happening in your community, we'd love to hear about it too. So if you could give us, we'll have some opportunity to take some calls at some point in the show, and you can hit us up at 844-967-2789. And there's going to be a lot to discuss. And I think, you know, there is a number of big issues that cities are always facing with their municipal budgets. That's always connected to the conversations happening at the state level about the state budget. Shared revenue is such a huge, huge part of that. And that was something I covered a whole lot last year when I covered the Milwaukee mayor's race. So I think that was, you know, the local funding issue and a lot of the decisions that is passed down from the, you know, Wisconsin State Legislature and their relationship with local government. And we're also going to be talking to Dr. Kristen Lyerly about some of the other issues that she has been grappling with as an OBGYN doctor in the state. So we will be right back after the break with Dr. Kristen Lyerly talking about the Green Bay mayoral election and a bit more. Stick with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest.
It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
1FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. My name is Dan Schaefer. I am filling in for Kristen Bry today. If you don't know me, I am the founder of Recombobulation Area, a weekly opinion column and online publication covering news and politics in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. As we discussed before the break, we are going to be joined here for our next segment. We're going to be talking about the Green Bay mayor's race and a little bit more. We are joined by Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dan. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for being here. Very excited to talk to you and have this conversation about what's been going on in Green Bay lately.
Oh, my gosh. Green Bay is a soap opera right now.
Green Bay is a soap opera right now. So I'm excited to learn about this because, as I mentioned before the break, you know, I've been paying so much attention to the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court. You know, I cover so many different issues in my hometown of the city of Milwaukee. And so I haven't really had a lot of chances to really dig in to what's been going on in the various mayoral races that have been that are on the ballot around Wisconsin, and I think one of the most important ones is one happening in your community in Green Bay. So you said it's a little bit of a soap opera here. What's going on with this race? Who's running? What are the big issues? And what are you paying attention to in your community right now?
Well, Dan, it's a little bit of as the bay churns up here right now. Of course, we're all thinking about Aaron Rodgers and where is he going to go? But more importantly, we've got our mayoral race between incumbent Eric Genrich and Chad Weininger, who is challenging him. And it has been just this classic. You know, we've seen this pattern happening since before 2020 with this mega ugly fear-mongering that the far-right Republicans are using. And they're using conservative talk radio to further their agenda. And they're just trying to find little things that they can then amplify and control that story. And that's what's happening here. So while Mayor Genrich has been doing the quiet, steady, boring, non-sexy work of being a mayor, the other side is lighting up this controversy about being recorded in City Hall, making it look like this is a giant invasion of privacy, when in fact, this is a common thing that happens in a lot of public buildings and has been happening in the police department for 20 years, in the Metro Transit Center for many years. It's common. But they're controlling the narrative and they're making it look like a giant problem for the mayor.
Interesting. So Eric, mm-hmm. so the incumbent mayor, he is backed by Democrats. He's a former Democratic Assembly mm-hmm. representative, so he is, more or less a Democratic mayor, and he's being challenged by a former Republican Assembly representative, mm-hmm. and so there's not always this type of typical left-right dynamic in mayoral elections. It can be a lot different, at the local level as compared to a typical statewide race. But this does kind of bring in the typical, right-left arguments. And like you mentioned, that there seems to be, it seems to be part of a larger trend mm-hmm. from Wisconsin Republicans to really try to invent and drum up some controversy where there really isn't any.
You are absolutely right. This is a nonpartisan race that is completely partisan, and it's ugly. And I got to tell you, people up here don't like it. People up here are tired of all of this ugliness and finger pointing and yelling at each other. People up here want common sense. They want roads that don't have potholes. They want to work together. They want to keep taxes down. And that is not happening in these races because it's got this soap opera spicy quality to it. We've got to focus on the things that really matter, Dan. And so that's why it's just wonderful that you're giving us this opportunity to talk about what truly does matter in cities like Green Bay.
Yeah. So when I covered the Milwaukee mayor's race last year, it was a lot of topics that would kind of dovetail with what we're talking about with the state budget right now as well, whether it's, cuts to state shared revenue, different local revenue options, and just simple things like police and fire and public safety yeah. and libraries and public health and like all these different things that departments of public works and all these different things. I forget exactly where it was, but I heard a quote once that said there are three political parties in the United States of America. There are Republicans and Democrats and mayors when it really gets down to it, because a lot of the times these mayors are in nonpartisan places and they have to, is it partisan to plow the streets, after a snowfall? This isn't the partisan type of thing, but it gets sucked into that with the campaign process. So what are some of the more of the real issues that you think should be more prioritized in this race in Green Bay?
Well, everybody wants lower property taxes. Everybody wants good schools. Everybody wants police and fire. And, the police and fire thing is so interesting to me because I'm sure your listeners know, I know Kristen talks about this a lot, that one of the biggest problems that we have in the state are the cuts to shared revenue. Shared revenue has been stale for over a decade, and that is the Republicans in the legislature failing to fund our municipalities, and that starves our police and fire. That defunds our police. The Republicans mm-hmm. are defunding our police. But then they turn around and they say, you guys are defunding the police to the Democrats. And it's so untrue. It's so wrong. So I think that's one of the biggest issues that people up here in Green Bay are concerned about. They have seen crime change. I'm not saying that there's a giant crime wave, but we need to make sure that our police department is properly funded, that we're able to recruit, that we're able to support them. And the mayor has absolutely been supportive of the police, but his opponent says no. Although his opponent is the person who has actually defunded the police during his time in the assembly.
Well, a decade of Republican budgets cutting state shared revenue has certainly put a lot of strain on local communities. And it's not just, I think Milwaukee gets a lot of the attention because of the magnitude of just being the most populous part of the state. So you have these massive cuts. You can look at the police department in Milwaukee. There's always conversation about that. But this is an issue that I keep saying this over and over. It affects every community in the state. It affects every municipality in the state. So we are about to come up to a break here. We are going to continue talking to Dr. Kristen Lyerly after the break. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin, and I am Dan Schaefer filling in for Kristen Bry. We'll be right back.
WAUK 540.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local. I can send you with a link.
Okay, smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to drive traffic to your website.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. There was a high-speed chase through Wisconsin Rapids last night. Multiple Wood County squads chased a vehicle containing at least two people through town at high speeds. At one point, the vehicle was traveling eastbound in the westbound lane on Highway 54. After entering Portage County, officers there picked up the pursuit, which ended near Woodland Court in Plover. The occupants of the vehicle were arrested and transported to Wood County Jail. Both had warrants out for their arrest. Residents of Wisconsin Rapids who witnessed the chase expressed concern for themselves and officers. Several were in danger of a head-on collision when coming across the vehicle going the wrong way on Highway 54. It seems there were no injuries as a result of the chase. In sports, the Badgers beat Bradley last night. They'll play Liberty Sunday. The Bucks beat Phoenix. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 36 overnight under overcast skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely, high temperatures reach up to 40. Cloudy skies expected again, tomorrow night, a mixture of precipitation likely, lows around 25. About an inch of snow, tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
About what's been going on in the race for mayor in Green Bay. Kristen is also as I mentioned, she's a doctor. She is an OBGYN. So she has had an interesting few months in the state of Wisconsin.
to say the least.
To say the least, after the 1849 ban kicked into gear after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about some of your work there as well. And I saw a tweet a tweet from you the other day where you said I'm just gonna read your words back to you, I guess, because that's fun radio. You tweeted, "I am a sixth generation Wisconsinite, currently providing general OBGYN care for women and families in Minnesota, because my home state is threatening to put doctors like me in jail for helping women manage infertility, miscarriages, and complicated pregnancies."
Mm-hmm. I think it's a common misconception that abortion is very different than everything else that we do, so we can just wall that off and just not do that. But the truth is, those of us who take care of women, including family medicine doctors, emergency medicine doctors, midwives, those of us who take care of women understand that abortion care is integrated into every piece of care that we provide to our patients. Contraception, infertility management, complicated pregnancies like PPROM, and, you know, there are so many things that can happen that unless you're in that situation, you don't really fully understand that this is technically abortion care. And abortion care is what's under fire because of this 1849 criminal abortion ban that was instituted before we even knew that germs caused disease. That's how old this is. There's so much confusion about it that it's creating a lot of fear, a lot of misinformation. People don't know where to go and ask questions. They don't know if they're safe asking questions. This has not only a direct effect on the way that we are able to take care of our patients and our families in Wisconsin, but a chilling effect across the state for both doctors and patients.
It's not a good scenario. It's not a good scenario to have this 1849 law in place, and I know it's being challenged, and I know it's all very connected to the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, but that is all decisions that are happening in the future. You're dealing with the present. So why are you forced to bring your parents to Minnesota, patients to Minnesota?
I'm not bringing my patients there. I'm going there and I am providing general OBGYN care. I'm not even really doing like straight up abortion care. I am just delivering babies and helping women who have pregnancy and gynecology related problems. There's a lot of need. There's a giant physician shortage across the country, and I have a Minnesota license, so that's just where I'm practicing right now, because I am actually, I'm an intervener. I'm on the case of the attorney general who is questioning whether the DAs will actually be enforcing this 1849 criminal abortion ban. And because I'm on that case and because I'm so visible talking about this, because people need to know, like people need to know that their lives are hanging in the balance because of this. So I'm that spokesperson, and that makes me a target, and it makes me feel uncomfortable about practicing here. So that's why I'm in Minnesota.
Yeah. Hopefully, over the next few months, we can have a little bit of a resolution to whatever this case is, to a decision that could, you know, come down to this election that could decide the balance of power on the Wisconsin Supreme Court between Janet Protasiewicz and Daniel Kelly. That's going to be a huge part of it. The case being brought forth, like you mentioned, by Attorney General Josh Call, that's going to be a huge part of it. You know, we see right now. You mentioned just what's happening in nearby states and the care that you're able to provide in a state like Minnesota. You know, we're seeing Minnesota and Illinois and Michigan take steps to expand, you know, access to reproductive care. And Wisconsin is behind because of that. And it's creating a problem for so many of our residents here. So it's really important that people show up in that election and pay attention to experts like yourself who can clear up some of that misinformation and really talk about the type of care that you're able to provide as an OBGYN.
Mm-hmm. We know that Wisconsinites want this kind of care. We know that people in Wisconsin don't want politicians in their exam rooms. People in Wisconsin want to be able to come to their doctor with a problem and have all of the information, evidence-based care laid out for them. And then they want to go back to their families and their faith leaders, and they want to think about it and choose the best pathway for themselves. Whether we're talking about reproductive care or figuring out what you want to do with a newly diagnosed cancer, it doesn't matter. Only you can make those decisions for yourself.
You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. You are joined during this segment by Dr. Kristen Lyerly. She's been talking a little bit about the realities of providing care under the state's 1849 criminal abortion ban, how difficult and challenging and, frankly, unfair that has been for many of the last few months. We also have had a chance to talk a little bit about the race for mayor in Green Bay. And I think, you know, I'm interested in just kind of your take on and kind of where this race is headed. You know, you mentioned that the incumbent mayor is more or less a Democrat. The challenger is more or less a Republican. This is a nonpartisan race in name only. So what are you expecting for these final couple weeks of the campaign there?
It's crazy up here. This is kind of where my worlds are colliding, because really, this sounds crazy, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it. There's a giant abortion component to the mayoral race in Green Bay, and this is what it is. Mayor Genrich, as a Democrat, has supported abortion rights in the past, and Chad Weininger, the challenger, has not. Actually, he hasn't supported women. He hasn't supported workers. He hasn't supported Fair Maps. And his wife, Heather, is the executive director for Right to Life Wisconsin, which is an organization that wants no abortions for any reason, including, stay with me on this, the life of the mother. Help me understand how that is pro-life, because in my book, that's a couple of deaths right there. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. So when you've got this, you know, we talk a lot about values, especially when we're talking about nonpartisan races, because we don't want to make it about Republicans and Democrats. We want to make it about who am I most aligned with. And I can tell you, knowing these two candidates, most Wisconsinites' values are aligned with incumbent Mayor Genrich.
Well, and that bears out in the polling in statewide polling as well, because you know this was a big part of the gubernatorial race last year when we saw the polling come in on, you know, where Wisconsinites stand on the abortion rights issues. And not only do most Wisconsinites support Roe v. Wade, they support it's an overwhelming number of Wisconsinites that support having exceptions, particularly for life of the mother, but also for instances of rape and incest. So like you mentioned, the what was it you said, the wife of the challenger runs Wisconsin Right to Life. That organization is way out on the deep end. Yeah, go ahead.
That would just completely knock out things like infertility care, like couples who want to start a family. This is about making sure that people have information and access. And if you want to start a family, geez, you know, like, let's make that possible. But because of the process of infertility care, because we create embryos, that's a tough, sticky situation. And organizations like Wisconsin Right to Life make it very hard for infertility doctors to be able to provide that kind of infertility treatment to couples who desperately want to start families. So the devil is in the details here, but ultimately it comes down to you making the best decisions for you with the help of a trained provider who has your best interests in mind.
That's exactly right. It's not a black and white issue for most people. I think that people see a lot of gray area in this issue, and that gray area can be cleared up not with a politician, but with your doctor, because each individual situation is different.
And Dan, it's shocking to me how little information people have about, like, an ectopic pregnancy is a pregnancy that's implanted somewhere where it can't survive. And people don't recognize that when we treat a woman who has an ectopic pregnancy, that's technically an abortion. But we have to do that to save her life, because an untreated ectopic and a ruptured ectopic can cause someone to bleed to death in minutes. That's the number one reason that people die early in pregnancy. So you're putting doctors in an impossible situation, not just OBGYN doctors, but emergency medicine doctors who are seeing these people initially and trying to figure out, what am I supposed to do here? What are the legal implications? Even radiologists, what are the legal implications of me reading this ultrasound and recognizing that there's a heartbeat, there's cardiac activity here. What can we do with this pregnancy? It is so complicated, and only you and your doctor can figure these issues out.
Absolutely. So you wanted to talk a little bit about a event that was that's coming up in Green Bay later this week, right?
Oh yeah. Have you heard about these Rally for Our Rights that are happening all over the state?
I have. I think this is a pretty incredible thing that's happening. Tell me about what's happening in Green Bay.
Oh man, it's amazing. So we were in Appleton last week. This weekend on Saturday at 2 o'clock, we are going to be at the Premier Theater in downtown Green Bay, Rally for Our Rights. Sarah Godlewski is going to be there. We've got a bunch of local speakers, music, organizations, and the whole goal is to get people excited, to help people recognize what's at stake here, and to just build that sense of community that we are all so desperate for, push away the fear, and bring together the hope that we are looking forward to continuing to grow so we can look to the future instead of trying to go back to the past.
Yeah, I think that's where we're at in Wisconsin right now. We gotta have hope for the future because we're being governed mm-hmm. by something from the past in a really mm-hmm. kind of unacceptable way. There's a number of these events, the Rallies for Your Rights, happening all across the state. The Sarah Godlewski's PAC is part of this. There are a number of other organizations part of this. I know there are events happening all over the state in the final weeks before the election, before the spring election here. So if, you know, wherever you are tuning in to this show on Ask Us Wisconsin, all of our wonderful networks on the Civic Media Network where you're tuning in statewide, there's probably an event happening close to your community. And you said the one in Green Bay is this Saturday?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. There's one on Sunday too. I think in Eau Claire. Next weekend, we've got Madison and then we've got Milwaukee. I think the following weekend, it is just so exciting. There's so much enthusiasm. There's so much desire to see things turn around. And really, we recognize how much is at stake with the Supreme Court race. So people are energized. We're tired. We're tired of what's been happening. And we're going to be the people who make the change, who make the difference for the future of this state.
Absolutely. Big things happening in Green Bay. A very important mayoral election. So everybody should be paying attention to that one. That's one of the most important, I think, down ballot races happening across the state. That's going to be a very competitive one. And it's going to be important to reelect the incumbent mayor up in Green Bay there. So we can 100%. Continue the good work he's doing there. And Kristen, thank you so much for joining us. We are going to be headed to break in just a minute and we'll be talking about some headlines after that. But at the 12 o'clock, at the top of the 12 o'clock hour, we are going to be joined by Paul Noonan, who's going to be talking to us about a certain quarterback also in Green Bay, the eyes of the world on Green Bay today. So we're going to be talking with Paul. Aaron Rodgers has lined up his radio segment at the same time that Paul and I were scheduled to be talking about the Packers. So that's going to be a pretty interesting segment. We'll be reacting live to something happening on another radio station. So who knows how that's going to go. But
Dan, this is As the Bay Churns up here. It is a soap opera.
Well, I'm glad we were able to have you on today and to talk about Green Bay. The eyes of the world, the sports world around Green Bay, the eyes of the political mm-hmm. world should be tuning into Green Bay this week as well with the Rally for Your Rights this weekend with the
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211. How can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211. Get connected. Get help.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Currently, it's 41 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am your guest host today. My name is Dan Schaefer. I am the founder and columnist at The Recombobulation Area, a weekly opinion column and online publication covering news and politics in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. And hey, we're a reader-supported business at the Recombobulation Area. So I will take this moment on the airwaves today to encourage you to subscribe. We offer subscriptions for $5 a month just to get started, $50 for the year. You can also subscribe for free to the Recombobulation Area. All of it helps support the local journalism that we provide at the Recombobulation Area. We were joined for the last couple segments before by Dr. Kristen Lyerly. We were talking a little bit about the race for mayor in Green Bay. We're also talking about some of her work as an OBGYN in a post-Roe Wisconsin, where we have the 1849 criminal abortion ban. She was telling us about some of the really tricky issues that she has been facing as an OBGYN with that ban in place. And for the next segment here, we're going to be talking a little bit about the headlines in the news across Wisconsin today. So there was some news in Madison that Republican lawmakers, the legislative Republicans, are releasing legislation. This is reporting from Molly Beck from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Republicans releasing legislation that would add exceptions for rape and incest to the state's abortion ban. She is reporting that Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says this legislation won't be taken up until after the April 4th state Supreme Court election. Molly Beck also reporting that Republicans are not united behind this legislation. She quotes State Senator Mary Felskowski saying there are not 17 votes in the Wisconsin State Senate to pass this legislation, and Democrats are united in their opposition to this. Tony Evers released a statement along with this, echoing comments that he has made over and over again, saying that, quote, "I have been clear from the beginning, I won't sign a bill that leaves Wisconsin women with fewer rights and freedoms that they had before the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe. An overwhelming majority of Wisconsin supports restoring Roe and repealing the 1849-era criminal abortion ban, and I won't sign anything less." So not only will Tony Evers veto this if it were to pass, Republicans don't have the votes to pass it. So this is really just, they're really just, Robin Voss and legislative Republicans are proposing these abortion rights laws that they don't have the votes to pass that would get vetoed. And so this is really just a performative desperation play from Robin Voss and legislative Republicans. Even if they had the votes, the governor would veto it. But this is just performative nonsense. This is playing politics, plain and simple. This has nothing to do with reacting to the moment of Wisconsin needing to address its outdated, unclear laws. It's just playing politics to try to get the one thing that it, you know, Republicans largely support these exceptions as well. You know, Voss has in the past, I don't know if I haven't taken a look at the details of this legislation yet, but Voss has in the past said that he would require victims to file a police report before having the option to have a legal abortion in the case of rape and incest. That is pretty ridiculous, too. So this is the latest instance of Robin Voss and legislative Republicans playing politics instead of, you know, and I say playing politics. That's such a term that, you know, gets tossed around. But you have to think about what exactly they're doing here. They're not trying to pass any legislation that could make a difference in the lives of people in the ways that, you know, in our last segment, Dr. Kristen Lierley talking about the very complex issues that are specific to each patient that people would have the option to address. This is just Robin Voss going through the motions of playing. I think this is really desperate. I think this is a desperate move from legislative Republicans because of the situation that they're in, potentially losing the majority that they have on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And I think Robin Voss has himself to blame, I think, in a lot of ways, for the way that Republicans have responded to changes post Roe v. Wade. Because, you know, the governor called multiple special sessions last year, one in advance of the official decision by the U.S. Supreme Court following the leak, and one closer to the election. And this has been a losing issue for abortion rights, reproductive rights. This has been a losing issue for Republicans in this midterm election cycle. They lost the election. They lost the gubernatorial election. Tony Evers got reelected. Josh Call got reelected. They lost on this issue. And they're trying to desperately find a way through using the levers of powers that they control at the moment to try to get some headlines. So say, oh, we're responding to people. No, you're not. You're not responding to what people want. People reelected Tony Evers. People reelected Josh Call. They won these statewide elections because this is a losing issue for Republicans. And now Republicans are desperate to try to change the narrative that has been going against their terrible candidate, Daniel Kelly, who's been off on this issue, off on a host of issues. You know, there was another issue that I wanted, before this became in the headlines today, I wanted to talk about another story. I don't have a ton of time to talk about it here because we're going to be coming up against a break, and we're going to be joined by Paul Noonan to talk about the Packers and Aaron Rodgers after the break. So that's going to be a very interesting conversation. But headline from The Guardian: election-denying donors pour millions into key Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Daniel Kelly has been backed by a ton of these election-denying Republicans. He was part of the fake electors plot, one of the lawyers that Republicans consulted with on the fake electors plot. He went on an election denier tour with Michael Gableman. Michael Gableman was the state Supreme Court justice he's voted with most often when their terms overlapped on the state Supreme Court. Daniel Kelly way off on the deep end on democracy issues. I wrote a column at the Recombobulation Area and also with published in partnership with my friends at Heartland Signal to talk about the threat to democracy that Daniel Kelly poses. And so I would encourage you to check that out. But after the break here, we're going to be joined by Paul Noonan. He is our Packers insider, I suppose, for the As Goes Wisconsin show. Regular guest here to come back. I know Kristen was talking about yesterday trying to get him on the show. He's like, well, I'm already coming on to talk to Dan. So we're going to be talking to Paul about whatever in the world is happening with Aaron Rodgers and the potential trade to the Jets and the potential end of an era of Aaron Rodgers football in Green Bay, Wisconsin. So we're going to be talking about that after the break. My name is Dan Schaefer. I'm filling in for Kristen Bry. This is As Goes Wisconsin, and we'll be right back. If you want to go to the
moon, it's a good... I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. but MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.